I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're not.
Are you sick?
Yeah, dude, sick. I've been sick because this fucking wedding I was at in Argentina.
Was it fun?
No, it's like fucking Squid Games. I fucking almost died.
I saw
every fucking day.
What do you
mean? I tapped out on Thursday. I was fucking out.
I saw your post. It looked like a really nice post.
Listen, that's my fucking life. One or two moments happy, the rest is fucking shit. You crazy? What does that even mean? That's all of Instagram, by the way. It's not just me.
That is all of Instagram. Here's the nice moments in between all the shit. Here you go.
Yeah, and by the way, you guys are both pricks. I mean, I don't know why it's been so long since we've done this last one.
It's you.
That's not true.
Kind of is. You were gone the entire week. You were gone the entire week.
I was gone for 3 weeks.
Well, then it's obviously you.
Dave with the suit, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh, my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Omar the eccentric, slick like an herb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We are back for episode 85.
85.
We understand that our cadence of podcasting is probably not the usual type.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
We do apologize. Again, we just have busy lives. I think some are more busier than others. I think this gap was really mostly Omar's fault.
It's usually Omar. He's away.
Yeah.
He travels.
No, listen, I accept it. But more importantly, I just told you I'm going to take maneuvers and intentions that in an authentic way. I'm being authentic right now, which
yes.
is I'm not often. I can fake it very well. Right?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Well, our listeners know that.
I'm telling you now, I intend to be more available.
Will you travel with your microphone? Will you? This is the part where you answer that question.
Yes, I have to.
There we go.
I cannot,
all right. That's all the listeners
want
to hear.
If I don't say yes to that question, then it's like
that's right.
I'm not dependable, like from
that's
that
right.
Stern show with Baba Booey. Remember Baba Booey took off the next day when there was supposed to be a really bad storm?
I'm aware.
He wasn't dependable. He's not dependable.
Yeah, I hear you.
No.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. You need to have a plan on as you travel.
Hey. Let's not get too fucking carried away.
No.
A plan? The fuck
he just
are you
needs
talking
to pack
about?
His microphone. That's all he's got to do. Pack the microphone.
Are you Murdoch from
this
the A-Team?
Baby steps, Dave. Baby
what's
steps.
My plan?
I don't think
I am B.A. Baracus. Okay,
are not B.A. Baracus.
I'm an emaciated person with better hair. That's about it. I have a gold necklace.
No one had better hair than Mr. T. By the way.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. By the way, that's the best Rocky. Is Rocky III, right? To me,
100% the most underrated Rocky of all time is Rocky III.
Oh, wow. Well,
underrated. Why would it be? It's just the
because
best.
Because it's never classified as the best. Rocky I is always classified as the best. It actually kind of goes in order. They have Rocky II as the next best and then Rocky III.
Huh. Yeah. No, I think three. I mean,
I love three.
One is obviously a lot more.
That's actually interesting because I saw an interview with Quentin Tarantino and he was asked for his favorite trilogy of all time.
Well, it's not a trilogy. There's eight.
Well,
of them.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, in some ways, it kind of was a continuation of a story, but okay, fine.
Well yes,
fine.
It was. That's true. But again,
and there's
trilogy
been,
is three.
Josh, obviously, they don't sell one, two, and three only together, but they are three things together.
Yes, but you don't say the Rocky trilogy because there's seven of them.
I know, but I'm talking about the first three movies specifically when they first came out.
If this was 1991.
Yeah. If you just took those three and set them aside, how do they stack up?
Okay, fine.
So my point is his favorite was Toy Story. 1, 2, and 3. He could close the entire story. Rocky 3 obviously did not do that, to be clear. But, like, it closed the entire story. And, like,
It did, though. You don't remember Rocky 3. Rocky 3 closed the story. He retired.
And each one was subsequently better than the next one.
Okay, but that's not the case with Rocky. But Rocky 3 closed. Yeah, he closed the loop. He retired. He was out of boxing. He was a great success.
Yeah, no, Josh is right. Especially the whole background of that fucking movie, dude. That guy was sleeping in a car in the basement of a church. He was down. He had no money. He sold his dog. Sylvester Stallone did. Yep. He was getting offers for a script. He said no because he wanted to be the one in it as well.
Yeah.
Right? And he sold his dog. And then when he made all this money, he finally found the guy. And the guy's like, I'm not selling the dog back.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll only – what I'll do is I'll sell it to you on one condition. For this price, and I'm in your next movie. He's in Rocky fucking 3, this guy.
And that was Brigitte Nielsen?
No.
All right.
Maybe it was Rocky 2.
Let Dave get – we're never going to get anywhere.
Well, I'm curious. Do you think that Sylvester Stallone, when he made Rocky 1, knew that my arc will finish, not when I fight Apollo Creed in my basement. Like, that's the end of Rocky 3, right? They had their own fight.
It's not in their basement. They sparred.
Or did he think, no, I want to create world peace between the
Is Sylvester Stallone have the biggest, like, intelligence spread of anybody ever well-known of all time?
What do you mean intelligence spread?
How smart people think he is.
Versus how smart he is?
Yes.
So you're saying he's smart because people think he's dumb?
No, I'm saying he's smart because he's smart, but I'm saying a lot of people think he's an idiot because, like, he has a speech thing because he, like, ate his tongue or some shit. I forgot what it was.
What are you talking about?
He had some procedure done when he was a child. That's why he has that speech sort of like impediment when he speaks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. This is true.
I hear you.
So my point is he's actually very smart.
Who said he was dumb?
Well, he plays a dumb guy.
He plays a punch.
Listen, it is his. Yeah, wait. Another word for you, Neanderthals.
Yeah.
This is his titular character.
Oh,
titular, Josh.
Yes, I heard.
Right. Titular. He's known for. It's like George Alexander with whatever his name is with George and
Jason Alexander. Yes, he's known for George. That's true.
Josh, do you know what that word means? Titular?
Yes. Title character.
I've never heard you use it before.
I don't use it because I'm not a pompous ass.
All right. So wait. First of all, Rocky 3 is the best of the Rockies?
No, it's not the best. Rocky 1 is the best. Rocky 3 comes next. Then Rocky 2, then 4, then 5.
Yeah. The montage in 4 is
– oh, the best training montage of all time. Fantastic. Yeah. The music is fantastic. The montage is great. The comparison to him with the rudimentary gear and Drago with the high tech stuff, you can't beat it.
I don't know how old I was when I saw that, but I wanted to run around the world.
You wanted to run through a wall watching that.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, another thing, just to be clear here, Josh.
We're never going to get out of our intro.
Well, I'm just going to put one thing out, which, by the way, again, you guys have done this to me. Josh is, of course, going to be biased towards Rocky 1 being the best movie. It's fucking based in Philadelphia.
All of them are based in Philadelphia.
Josh, we all know. That's not true.
All based in Philadelphia. He lives in Philadelphia.
Does he live in Philadelphia in 4?
No, he actually doesn't even live in Philadelphia. He moves to L.A.
He's like Shaq.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So proved you wrong.
I know. Well, I knew it. I was just saying it.
All right. That's true. You're biased. All right, so count me down, Josh. Let's start this podcast.
Count you down. We did.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
We started.
Episode 85. I'm your host, Dave, and I'm here with two other hosts. Oh, you would not know, like, even before we even start recording, this happens for at least 15, 20 minutes.
You know what we are? We are a hormonal, like, going through puberty 17-year-old boy who hasn't had time alone with his phone and a bag of lotion for like a week, right?
That might be the worst analogy I've ever heard.
No, because I don't want to be that.
Because we haven't been together for – it's all pent up.
Yes, okay. I get the analogy.
And seeing you guys, you guys are my KY jelly. Well, actually, Dave's my KY. Josh, you're my phone.
Oh, thank you.
I'd rather be the phone. I'd rather be the phone.
Can we switch?
I'd much rather be the phone.
I want to recount.
Go ahead, Jelly. Get us through this.
Anyway, so I'm your host, Dave. 85. We're on episode 85. Looking forward to going through things. But let me first welcome my hosts that are with me. We'll first start with Josh. Josh, how you doing this week?
I'm all right. I got a little bit of a congestion thing from my wife who was sick. And when your spouse gets sick and you're like, okay, I got to stay away. I do not want to get this. I thought it was done. She got better and I was fine. And then next thing you know, it hit me.
Like, how did you stay away? Like, what's your method? You sleep in separate rooms?
No, we don't do that. But I do turn away. I do turn away.
<That's> not enough.
I turn against the wall.
That's your method.
That's my method.
That's not even a method.
It's not a good method.
It's nothing.
It's a horrible method. But anyway,
what did you mean when you said you tried to stay away?
Ridiculous.
In other words, you don't kiss goodnight. You know, there's no hugging. So we keep somewhat of a distance. That's all.
Wait, do you kiss and hug every night when you go to bed?
Yes. Don't you?
That is so sweet.
Yes.
Gosh, I'm never going
to
get married.
We do not go to bed at the same time.
You don't. We go to bed at the same time almost every night.
Oh, but yeah. By the time I go to bed, she's sawing logs for last.
No. Right around 9:30. That's when I drug her, and then I know about 20 minutes later.
I just realized something, guys. I think I am cynical about relationships. You guys clearly get some upside. I thought you guys were just in it because you're stuck at this point out of complacency.
There's a lot of upside. Given that my wife listens to this, there is
they listen.
Enormous amount of upside.
Oh, there's no complacency.
Just, wow. My mind is officially blown. You guys are two of – divorce is a real thing in this country. So.
We spend a lot of time together. We do, especially with the kids gone. So, yeah, we tried to keep a little bit of a distance. That's all.
So if your wife and me are hanging off a cliff, who do you save?
I mean, I can't believe you've been asked that question.
Is there any hesitation?
No, there's no hesitation.
Wow. Yeah. I tell you, I'm a little –
You didn't answer.
I'm a little flabbergasted.
I think we know the answer to that. I think we're well aware.
We'll keep it.
Audience, send in your choices.
Unless Omar took out a huge life insurance policy and put me as the beneficiary, then I might think about it.
Wait, then you want him to die?
That's correct.
I'm
kidding. That was.
that didn't
go the way
Josh,
I thought it would.
Josh was trying to keep this thread going.
My mind is blown because you have a health issue. Can you go back to what's going on?
There's not much beyond that.
This is a ridiculous thing to bring up. I mean, it's just crazy. Nobody wants to hear about your thing.
He asked how I was doing. I just said I had a little thing. I wasn't going to go into it, but Dave then led me down another path. Listen.
Wait. He asked you how you're doing every time we record.
Correct.
You're always give us a fucking health update every time? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not a liar.
Sick.
I'm going to tell you what's
okay,
wrong with
me. Listen, if Dave's okay with it, then what am I going
to
do?
If you don't want the answer, don't say how you doing to me because you're going to get an answer.
Okay.
Proceed.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Josh,
wait, hold on.
You just threw me way off my game.
Josh, have you taken your temperature? What is your temperature right now?
No, I do not have fever. It's, okay, it's just congestion.
And how is your sleep? Wait, Dave, we should dig into this more about his health.
All right, that's enough. I know what you're doing here, and I don't appreciate it or like it.
Well, where does it stop? How's your back?
My back hurts. But I am getting that. Remember the lipoma I told you about? So I am now scheduled. I am getting surgery on April 2nd to get that bad boy removed.
All right.
Yeah. So I saw a surgeon, had a little thing. Then he had to do like pre-surgery testing. I had to go get an EKG. I had to do blood work. I mean, it's all CYA, right? Don't you think that's what it is? It's all CYA.
What the
so
fuck?
Die on the operating
table.
I don't know.
They might not be telling you the whole picture.
I don't know.
I don't mean to alarm you.
Well, that's alarming me a little
bit. If we did quizzes of each other before we recorded, for example, would you have remembered Josh's thing?
As soon as he said it, I remembered it.
Yes.
It was multiple choice. What does Josh have wrong with him? Would you be able to say what it is?
I 50-50.
Because for me, I'm still not sure what it is. Is it in your back, Josh?
Very good. I have a growth in my back called a lipoma.
I was right.
Called a lipoma. It was my topic the last episode.
Listen.
So long ago.
Yes.
What am I? A fucking encyclopedia? I don't remember everything.
All I need is for you to listen during the podcast, which is really not too great an ask.
Yeah, some listeners are telling me I'm not an active listener.
That's how I'm doing. That's how I'm doing, Dave.
Are you worried about it?
No, I'm not worried about it. I just want it out. Quite frankly, I just want it out.
Yeah.
They're going to put you under.
They're going to put me in Twilight. So that's what I was just told.
Twilight, yeah.
Twilight.
How long is the recovery for this, Josh?
A year and a half.
In your case.
In my case. I will be milking this for as long as humanly possible.
Ooh.
I think the recovery is pretty quick. I just get stitches, and I just have to make sure I don't pop the stitches. That's all.
Are you going to take a picture of it before you go? Is it?
No, like, you can't see it. You really can't see it. I mean,
you can't see it on the surface?
No, unless I like really stretch my back out, you'll see a little bit, but that's it. You can feel it. You can definitely feel it. It's there.
Yeah, that's okay.
Do you think
is
this from being stretched all the time or playing,
no,
or playing that just, so-called field hockey thing you do?
It's just a growth that pops up from being old. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. I'm interested. Yeah. I mean, I wonder – sometimes I think about your stretching because it is such an underrated thing that people should do as they age.
Correct.
Yes, right? I agree.
That's one of the things you have over us. Although you look like you have scoliosis, which is the irony. what were you?
I don't have scoliosis, but don't forget, that's how the lipoma was discovered by my good friends at the Stretch Zone. They're the ones who found it.
Mm.
I have gone to the Stretch Zone. I've mentioned this before, and they stretch you hardly – at all to your maximum.
You have to tell them. Careful. You have to tell them.
Come on, David. That's pretty obvious.
You have to tell them.
They're going to err on the side of like not stretching you too much, right?
Yeah, they're not. They're not going to break
leg. It's like Dave on a first date. He won't even put his hand. Did you put your hand on your wife's, on her thigh, on your first date?
Absolutely not. No way.
First date. That's a tricky one. No, I don't think so.
Why would I do that? There's such a long runway ahead of me. Why would I want to jump to hand on the thigh that quickly?
That's interesting.
Sometimes you get a feeling. You got to shoot your shot.
Yeah.
As the kids say. Anyway, that's how I'm doing.
So you're doing. All right.
Yes.
And my other host.
This episode's going to go on for a year and a half.
Omar, how are you doing?
Look, I'll be quick about this because you mentioned that we should talk about my update with my tumor.
You should.
Right. Yeah. So just very quickly, I had an MRI. Which,
full
by the way,
scan.
I paid for out of pocket. How much did MRI cost in New York City?
You already told us. I think it was like a few grand, right?
$4,800 for the MRI. No, that was Pernuvo.
Pernuvo.
That's very different. This is much more
different.
Like
– okay.
This is a second thing.
Anyway, it was but because of Kent Langone Medical Center, which is an incredible medical facility. Oh, my God. Right. They gave me like 70% off and some other nonsense. But so I had that done. And there is a tumor there, but it is called malignant.
In your brain, right? Isn't it in your head?
It's in my head. It's all in our heads, Josh.
Your growth is in your head.
Yeah. So it's on like by some part of my brain. I forget what's part.
Oh, my God.
But the point is, it's –
well, the odds are good that it's a part you're not using. So that's – you can breathe a big sigh of relief there.
Maybe.
It's supposedly, generally speaking, benign, not malignant.
Yes.
Right? So it's – which is good in general, but it's still active. So if I'm – but it hasn't – it could press up against whatever the fuck. So – but I'm not getting dizzy. I'm not having headaches. So those are good signs. That's one of the downsides. Hopefully that'll be the downside with me, is that it makes you realize that would have even affected you until I was 110. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that might be the case. I don't know, but I have to fly back into New York.
Did they say how big it was? How big is the tumor?
Josh, we haven't had a drink together. What kind of question is this? No.
How big?
I don't know. What am I going to say to you? If I say any number to you, will it have any significance?
You got to do it
with fruit compared to a fruit.
Oh no, it's not that large.
Is it a blueberry or is it a strawberry?
No, I don't know. I don't fucking know. A pea? I don't fucking know. I have no idea.
You don't know.
What am I measuring? I don't know. I haven't seen the specialist yet.
That's the first thing I asked the doctor. How big is this tumor?
I haven't talked to my doctor yet.
Okay. All right.
This is all just I've sent the text and what it said to me to my few of my friends who are doctors. And actually, one of them plays a doctor on TV. So whatever.
There you go.
But he knows doctors too. So it's kind of like that kind of thing.
That's smart.
But my point is, I'm seeing them next week, and they'll monitor it and then whatever. But like, I kind of like it now because now I can tell people that I'm dying.
Oh, dude.
Milk that. Yep.
No, it's fine. Hey, listen, you were just talking about milking your surgery.
Yep.
Just saying this to us.
Okay, I see what you're saying. That's the parallel.
David,
that's the parallel. Yeah.
The hypocrisy of this guy. It's like he's a Democrat.
It's not hypocrisy.
If you meet some woman at a bar and you sort of hit it off and you're talking, would you use, like, you know, one of the things that's kind of sucks about me is I got this brain tumor. And
that's so lazy, Dave. Come on, Josh knows this. I'm going to bring it up in creative, funny ways.
Yeah. There was a movie that did that. Remember that? It was called 28 Days, I think, or it was called something like that. It was Seth Rogen and I can't remember the name of the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he actually had a brain tumor and they would go out and you'd live his last few days. And he would go
It's
out
actually incredible. Women. It's a really good. I can't think of a better way for people to take your time seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because if I was some like knockout woman and I met me and I'm like, he only has 28 days, he wants to spend that with me. It's an ego thing. It's like all these wellness centers. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Anything that feeds into my narcissism, I'm all over.
You're all about it.
Yes.
I will tell you this, though. I'm glad it's benign, and I'm glad and I really hope, obviously, that it doesn't affect you. But there is a part of me that hopes it's touching a part of your brain that makes you, like, do some spastic movement every, like, hour and a half or something like that. I think that'd be very, very enjoyable for the rest of us.
Oh, that's dark as fuck.
It is, but it's
But
I want
Christ,
you to live. I want you to live, and I don't want you to have any ill effects from it.
Dave, what would you choose if there was a symptom from it? What would you choose for it to be?
Well, I immediately thought if you saw someone that you didn't like and you could just punch them and be like, sorry, it's this brain thing. I just like have
That's
this.
Right.
Or you could, you know, there's lots of movements you could use to your advantage where you say, look, it's
true.
I didn't mean to do
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Or verbal, you can shout things out.
Was that Donald Trump's excuse when he was on that Access Hollywood tape?
Yes. It's the same excuse he used. That's exactly right. Yes.
The brain lesion. That's right. You could use that.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought Josh was going to say something around it, like helping us get listeners and spin it that way. Like he's fucking Vince McMahon. You know what? That's what he is. He is Vince McMahon, Dave.
Yeah.
Our listeners should know this. Josh is the brains.
If you had an involuntary tick, right, that you couldn't control, I mean, our YouTube views would go up dramatically. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's probably factually correct, Dave. Probability-wise, Dave, what do you think?
Only if his tick was like his keeps hitting his head on his mic, like
something awesome, Yeah, that we could like literally just have a little ding every time it happens on the show. Yeah. I think that would get us a lot of.
This is probably offensive to somebody out there.
It's very offensive to a lot of people. I'm sure.
I saw a woodpecker, and I made me when I was in Argentina at my friend's wedding, and I saw a woodpecker and his brain. How do their brains not hurt? What is the evolutionary adjustments to a woodpecker's head?
Yeah.
And his brain doesn't hurt.
Rhetorical, because Dave and I are not qualified to answer that question. But I would assume that his brain is incredibly tiny. And
or,
I would.
Or encased in
or
this.
Encased
like,
in.
Gel
yeah, or, exactly. Maybe those packing popcorn. You know, that. That packing popcorn people use? Yeah, styrofoam stuff. Yeah, styrofoam peanuts. Maybe that's in there. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a good point. We should actually study it for football, for NFL football, because that could maybe reduce some of the concussions and CTE.
You could shoot somebody on packing stuff inside your brain.
What if like 50 years from now, the NFL, all NFL players are wearing like Woody Woodpecker-shaped helmets?
Yeah, Woody Woodpecker helmets. Woodpecker helmets. Because they studied the woodpecker and they know how to protect the brain.
Well, you know, the Ozempic drug came from like a Gila monster or something, right?
Yeah.
It came from some lizard or something. Well, maybe
that's right.
There's some strain within a woodpecker that we could then, you know, give
Possible.
The NFL players and they can bang their head all day.
Oh, my God.
If
Dave,
there are,
how often
if there,
something
if there,
that's happened, listeners, that does not happen very often. Dave just dropped the knowledge of something he read in one of his local magazines in Missouri.
Yep.
If any neurologist is listening or scientist, I mean, we implore you to look into the woodpecker to cure CTE.
Implore?
We implore. Yes.
Are we in Gladiator, the movie now?
We are imploring, Spartacus. Dave, how are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good. Hey, last night was a rare date night for my wife and I. We went out and we saw.
Was there any thigh action? Or you have a.
There was thigh action last night.
Oh, nice.
Thigh action.
Nice. Yep.
It's taken a while, but thigh action last night. We went and saw a comedian. His name is Charlie Behrens.
I never heard of him. Yeah, you tell me you're seeing him. I never heard of him.
I don't know if he's been on The Tonight Show or Conan or, you know, whatever, but he is a Wisconsin-based comedian.
Wow.
All his stuff is out of – so I don't know if he's just famous regionally.
That's clearly it. Is all his material Wisconsin material?
It was a lot of Wisconsin. What was weird, we went to dinner at a restaurant nearby, and everyone was wearing Packer shirts. I was like, what's going on here? And sure enough, he had the joke that my uncle lives so far north in Wisconsin that he calls Rhinelander down south. And, like, the crowd thought it was great. Like,
hilarious. He's building a trend. How long has he been doing this for?
Crickets.
I don't know. But he's funny. His stuff is he'll every once in a while talk about someone dropping something. He's like, what, is he a Bear fan? And like, so he drops this stuff in, and it's actually really interesting.
Well, it's interesting to see how he builds his career. Maybe he's completely great with just doing this, which sounds like it's pretty awesome.
He's a niche comic.
Yeah, Josh, are there a lot of those like people who literally do, but his material is all regional, right?
Which is interesting. It's funny because there's a guy, it made me think of, there's a guy in Philly, and I can't remember his last name. It's Joe something. But he does nothing but Philadelphia humor. And it's a ton of like, he does imitations and impressions of like Philadelphia athletes. And they have him on like the talk shows, the Philadelphia sports shows. I can't remember his last name. It doesn't matter. But that's his whole shtick. That's his whole.
Josh, do you think your shtick, do you think that you're funny only to your people that you know, Josh? Or do you think other people would find your humor funny?
I like to think I'm broader range than either.
Dave, what do you think? Do you think Josh is more broader range or niche?
I think it hits more solid out east than it does south.
Interesting. See, Josh?
Yeah. I think he'd last about an hour south, deep south.
That's probably very true.
Dave, out of the three of us, Josh, Dave, who'd be the best comedian, stand-up comic, if they actually like tried to do it and did it?
Of the three of us?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Come on.
It's not just the who's funnier, like who can throw it. But it's you have to write it out. You have to think.
You got to deliver it.
But see, that's all given. Or you have people doing it for you.
I think that makes it much more of a wild card.
I think
you have funny stuff, but I think if you were up at a mic, I think that would be a different kind of a.
It has to be. It has to be very different.
My topic, which maybe this transition is like.
Well, he's got to tell people how to find us first before you jump right in your topic.
Yeah, let's go. I was going to mention something else about the comic, but I'll just
tell us because I actually, if I move back to New York City, which I might, I'm going to become that guy ghost. I'm going to live by the Comedy Cellar. I'm going to go every day. I love the Comedy Cellar.
It's awesome.
I have a very high bar for laughter. Like Josh and I did it once together, and it was such a blast.
It's fun.
Josh, yeah. I mean, although that was
I went to the cellar with Dave.
Wait, Josh. Yep. Technically, we saw David Copperfield, so it wasn't a comedian that we saw together.
A little different.
But it was very joyous. Anyway.
Yes.
If you move back to New York, make sure you get a 2-bedroom so we can crash at your place.
I will.
All right.
Thank you. Will.
The other thing I was going to mention about the comedian is one thing I found distracting is I can't watch a comedian without analyzing their jokes. Like I find myself saying like, I would have said it different.
I do that.
Right?
I do that.
Or like, oh yeah, that's kind of clever.
David, have you always done that?
No, I think since I've been what I consider a professional comedian with my podcasts, new level of.
You mean so? You mean FTS?
That's what
he
said.
I think I have another podcast.
Well, I know which is a phenomenal. It is the. Well, I mean, I'm not saying this because I have to, although technically there's a metaphor gun to my head right now. You have the number one Packers podcast in the world.
I don't know if it's
It's the oldest,
but it's very
But it's unique in that it's not diving.
But did your brain think about it that way when you were just doing that? I guess, or did it happen?
I think just over time, I feel like I watch comedians, stand up comedians.
Well, our intent here is to try and be funny, so I think you probably
our intent more is to be entertaining.
Interesting.
And be intriguing and interesting and funny with it. Because our topics don't necessarily have to be funny. You talked about a brain tumor. But it was intriguing the way we talked about it.
Well,
don't you watch comedians? Like, we don't just enjoy the moment and then live in the moment. Yeah. Like, I feel like – and not that I feel like I'm a comedian. I feel like I want to understand the craft of it. And, I wonder, like, does he practice it that way? Like, I kind of wish I was someone who could just live in the moment and just laugh at it.
But I can do that. You know where I do it more is Saturday Night Live. When I watch Saturday Night Live, like sometimes they'll have a really bad skit, but the premise is really funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You go like, oh, that's a very funny premise, but the execution sucks.
Or the opposite.
Yeah, it's hard to have a good execution on a shitty skit and still think it's good.
Yeah.
On a shitty premise.
You can make a shitty skit great by being that kind of comedian.
I suppose.
Or but, not, obviously one that got past Lorne Michaels or whatever, but my...
Yeah, it's so many times where you watch Saturday Night Live, and especially at the end where they have... It's a dud. But you go, you know what? The premise is good. They probably could have taken it a different way.
So you made
it funny. I analyze that. Analyze more than comics. But anyway.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we start?
Yes, we probably should start.
What are we on? We're almost an hour since we started.
Crazy. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we are a podcast called FPS Friends Talking Shop. If you'd like to email us, please email us at, what is it? Friends, plural, at FTS.media.
Yes.
I feel like I'm just shouting out into the dark with this email address. No one ever emails us, which is so sad. Please email us if you're listening.
That's not true, Dave. We do get spam.
Okay.
Yeah, we do get a good amount of spam, which is nice. Yeah.
And I still don't have I lost the password again that you gave me, so I hope you're monitoring that.
Yes, I'm monitoring it. Yes.
We have website, friendstalkingshop, all one word, .weebly, weebly.com. And we are on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Friends Talking Shop. You can find us there. And if you miss the podcast, the Instagram and TikTok will keep you up to date. Lots of clips and things there. So let's talk about what we do in the podcast. What we do each week is we each have a topic that we are thinking about, and stuff going on in our lives, and we bring it up to each other. But we have not talked about it yet. It's all a surprise. Let's kick this off. Josh, why don't you go ahead?
All right, I will lead off. So every once in a while, there's a show on Saturday night that if my wife and I find ourselves just at home and we didn't go out and there's nothing to do and there's nothing on, we tend to watch this show. And it's on.
Is it a game show?
It is not a game show, but it is a very niche show that probably
Definitely reality television, right, Dave?
Okay.
You would agree?
I'm going to try to get it out here. I'm going to try to tell you what it is.
Oh,
I am. I'm wondering what station.
It's impossible. It's on MeTV. That's how obscure it is. So it's like your station that like your, I don't know how to put this, but in like my cable package, it's the channel where that is the first channel or the first channel before it becomes all high definition. That makes sense.
Oh, it's that far. Okay.
It's that channel. Okay. So, and it's a show called, it's actually got a little bit of a cult following. It's called Svengoolie. And I don't know if I've talked about this before, but this guy,
isn't that a racist term?
It is not a racist term. If it is, they got a lot of explaining to do because the show's been on the air for a while. And that's the guy's name. But it's out of Chicago. I think it's out of Chicago. And this guy's got a little bit of a cult following. And he dresses kind of like a Halloween type of ghoul, sort of, and then he just shows old movies and then periodically cuts away from them and tells you about the movie
Wearing the Michael Myers mask on.
No, he does not. He's wearing a lot of face makeup, but he's not wearing any mask.
Wait, David, what does it mean he wears a Halloween kind of outfit?
It looks like it's like something you'd wear on Halloween.
Oh, but it's not Michael Myers. It's a Halloween costume.
No, Halloween the holiday, not Halloween the movie.
David, where did your brain go there?
I don't know what he meant when he said Halloween. I thought, like the Scream ghost guy, or is it just he wears black?
By the way, this tumor is growing as we're speaking. I think that's what's happening here. This tumor's touching all parts of the brain.
We have
right
so
now.
Much time left.
Yeah, this Omar's is. We better get to Omar's topic next because I think he's about to hit the skids. Anyway. This guy dresses like he's going out for Halloween, but it's not a specific costume, if that makes sense. So he's
is
got
there a theme to that at all or not?
He's got like heavy eye makeup on. He comes out of a coffin to start the show, a stand-up coffin.
Oh, it's like Elvira.
It's Elvira-esque. It's like, there we go. It's like a male Elvira. Okay. Jeez,
is it scary movies then?
Took a long way to get there. I think it started off that way. I think it started off because when we first started watching, it was like The Creature from the Black Lagoon. The Blob, it's shit like that, right? Now they're showing just older movies, but I think there's some sort of at least suspense to the movies, if not horror.
So not just horror movies?
No, not just horror movies.
How old are the movies? 60s, 70s, 80s?
Old movies, right?
Like 30s, like Benny Hill.
Oh,
shit?
Yeah, he'll go back to Billy Ocean.
Benny
Hill wasn't in the 30s.
Benny Hill is not in the 30s.
This is going off the rails. Billy Ocean is in the 80s. He's Caribbean Queen, and he's a genius, by the way, a musical genius.
Yeah. Get out of my dreams.
Yes. So Svengoolie shows these movies, and what's interesting is that he tells you about the movies in between. I'm trying to get through this. And then he also makes fun of them as well.
Like about like what's going on behind the scenes, about like there being like an affair or like murder or whatever.
Yes, he tells you about the actors that are in it, what else they've been in, and he tells you about like the budget and what they did and shit like that.
Oh,
and interesting.
I like this.
Yes, it's interesting. And by the way, it's supposed to be a bad movie. It's not supposed to be a good movie. You're supposed to kind of like enjoy the badness of the movie, if that makes sense.
It's like that Science Theater 3000.
Yes, it's kind of like that. That was I couldn't watch that for some reason, but this one I can watch. I remember trying to watch that when it was on Comedy Central a while ago. But Svengoolie showed one the other day that we watched, and it was called The Lost World. And it was a 1960s film, and it was an excursion. So it was basically like pre-Jurassic Park the movie. So there was a guy, a scientist, crazy scientist, who on an excursion to the Amazon in this remote island saw dinosaurs. Right. Okay. And now he's trying to tell everyone these dinosaurs exist on the island and no one believes him. All right. So he's got to put together. And by the way, the best part about watching these movies is it's a glimpse into society at the time, too, because like there's a woman who wants to go on the excursion. He's like, no women can go on this excursion. You know, it's like it's so male dominated. It's so sexist. The woman is always in all these movies like a damsel in distress, can't do anything for herself. It's pretty routine. But in this movie, he puts together a crew to go to this place in the Amazon, this island, to see the dinosaurs, right? So this is – none of that even matters for my point here. You've taken me so far off. I try to set this up. Here's what I'm trying to say with this. In every scene, these people are dressed to the nines. Like they go to the Amazon. They're wearing suits and ties going to the Amazon. And the woman is like in a silk dress with pearls, and they're always smoking. And I'm just thinking, I've seen so many of these Svengoolie movies, and in the 50s, and the 40s, and the 60s, and every time they're all dressed in suits. Men are in suits like 24/7. And so my question is,
does he play the entire movie?
Did people dress like that back then?
Yeah, but
yes, he plays the entire movie.
So how long is this? Is this TV show?
It's long. It's
3 hours.
It can be 3 hours. Yeah, it can.
Have
be.
You watched the whole thing before?
Yes. Yes,
David.
Yes, many
what
times.
What kind of marriage do you have? This is
many times because you're intrigued. You get into it because it pulls you in. You realize how bad it is. You make fun of it yourself.
Dang,
like for example, there's commercials. For example, it's funny because he tells you about this too. Because you see the dinosaur scene, and you're like, what the hell is this? Obviously,
wait,
it's
hold on a second.
It's 1960.
They're so commercials. So what are you? Oh what are God. You doing during the commercials?
Flipping to another channel.
What time of night is this?
It's late.
Like 10?
I think it starts at no. It's not late. Late. I think it starts at 8 or 9 and goes for 2-3 hours.
You and your wife watch a 3-hour show.
This is insane to me. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
We don't do it religiously. We do it every once in a while when we're like, there's nothing on, there's nothing we really want to watch. We're like, oh, what's Svengoolie showing? It's one of those. Hey,
and then you're stuck on a 3-hour tour. It's like fucking Gilligan's Island. Get out of it.
Hold on. Most of the time, we're not starting when Svengoolie starts. We don't go, ooh, Svengoolie, put on MeTV. It's usually like, oh, it's 8:30 and I'm flipping through the guide. I'm like, oh, Svengoolie. Let's see
Isn't
what he's showing.
Is that the guy who like hit Nancy Kerrigan in the knee?
That's Tanya Harding.
No, her boyfriend did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
good.
But yeah, he I got
What was his name?
I don't know his name, but it wasn't Svengoolie. Anyway,
there's a ghoul in that.
It is. Yeah, it's like Thomas Galooly.
Jeff
like
Galooly. Jeff Galooly
or something like that. Galooly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That would be great if he had a show and showed movies. That would be awesome. All figure skating movies.
And he could club some.
Wait, hold on a second. Dave. Oh, geez, so his so-called topic here is
– I can't get
people
there.
People really dressed that way back in the 1930s and 40s.
It's more than that.
You're bearing the lead. You watching a 3-hour TV show on a Saturday night.
With commercials.
with commercials.
That's insane.
Yeah, I think it's 8 to 11. I actually think it's 8 to 11.
It's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
That poor remote.
Oh my God.
And the reason it's 3 hours is because he's trying to show a movie and then also has content in between the movie. That's why it extends it. And plus the commercial. So it extends to 3 hours. That's right. Anyway.
Hold on a second. Does this guy's father own this network? Is that why he has a show?
It's a good question.
3 hours on Saturday night.
Here's what's crazy. There's a segment in the show every time where people send in like drawings they make of Svengoolie or people dressing up like Svengoolie and sending pictures. No, but it's amazing how many people do it. And
I want you to do it, Josh. I want you to do it and get on the show.
It would be great. I have thought about it, to be honest with you. I have thought about it. I would like Svengoolie to reference me. But there's a lot of people watching this, or at least, I mean, not Super Bowl a lot, but more than you would think for a show this obscure.
How do you know that?
Because of all the people that are sending in all this shit to Svengoolie every single week. And he goes on
As far as I'm concerned, it's like his staff.
It might be, but he's talking. He's talking to like Comic Con. He's at events like that too. This guy.
Really? Okay.
He has a following.
If I were to send you guys screenshots of people saying good things about LW3 stuff, assume that somebody on my team wrote it up and added it on the fake logo.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I was looking at our comments.
Yeah.
About our podcast, and someone wrote, "I love the podcast. Everyone on our block, Bulgaria, listens to it." 2 enthusiastic thumbs up. And I was like, that's awesome. And then I realized, wait a minute, I think I wrote
that. You might have written that. You might have written that a while ago.
A
while ago. That's funny.
I got excited.
It's called, I think it's called the Kevin Durant.
But anyway, so like the part of the appeal of this is that the movies are really bad. And like the scripts are bad. And like the dinosaurs in this, for example, and he tells you this at one of the breaks. And you look at it, you're like, oh my God, they're just lizards. They're literal like lizards that they glued shit onto their heads to make them look like a stegosaurus, and they glued shit onto the backs, and then they film them real up close.
That's all they had. Back.
That's all they had, and it was utterly ridiculous.
This part, I don't know, David. To me, I think that what the output to me from this the last 30 minutes of our lives here with Josh's story.
It's not 30 minutes. And it would have been 5 had you not interjected 18 times.
Metaphorically speaking,
yes.
Is that Josh and his wife are like such a matched couple. It's unbelievable.
It's really.
I wonder if she suffers this Svengoolie nonsense because she loves you so much. Or do you think she actually enjoys it?
She does. She likes Svengoolie. We're like,
you guys have banter during these shows, and you talk about,
of course.
My God.
Part of the appeal of watching Svengoolie is to have snide remarks to one another.
Did you ever make your children go through this with you as well when they used to live with you?
They did at one point see us watch Svengoolie, and they're like, what the hell is
that? Or other TV shows where you would have your little banter thing.
Oh, yeah, aware of all that. They're aware of all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
But here's my point is completely messed up now. It doesn't even matter. But did everyone wear a jacket and tie in the 50s and 60s everywhere they went? I mean, because you look
in the Amazon.
Yeah, even in the Amazon. Because you look at Leave It to Beaver.
People definitely used to dress better. I mean, there was 100%.
But you had sweatpants back then. Those weren't invented in the 80s.
Josh,
I don't know.
Yeah, they weren't around the 40s and 50s. No way. They were not worn by people.
I can't recall seeing an old picture.
Yeah, people didn't wear sweatpants, Josh. They came out
like
in the 70s.
Just look at like you could see
boxing.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you could see like old footage of like Joe Louis and Rocky Marciano when they're in the gym.
They're wearing sweatpants.
They're wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, but it wasn't accepted by society. People didn't wear that stuff. They dressed better. You're so right about that.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking you. And
whenever
so,
I have my, as our audience knows, I'm a swinger sometimes, and I have my swinging 50s party nights at the house, at the abode, if you will, the key party, if you will. But because it's 50s themed, people dress better.
Yeah?
I get it. But I understand like as a general sense. But to go to the Amazon in a suit and tie is quite ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's quite ridiculous. I'm going
on
an excursion.
That's an extreme example.
That's what the movie portrayed.
They must got into the helicopter. Were they actually in the Amazon, or was it just like a fake?
There's no way they were in the Amazon.
Set in LA.
Because I tell you, man, any kind of humidity, I break down really quickly.
Well, you weren't in the movie, so fortunately you didn't have to deal with it. But yeah, but anyway, so I always thought, like, I watched those movies. And by the way, it's not even like the scripts are so bad. The endings in I'm not exaggerating. Every one of these movies, the endings are so awful. They always end, and my wife and I look at each other and go, what?
Hey.
And the credits are going? We're like, that's the end?
Hold on a second. Do you guys ever comment on Svengoolie himself and what he's saying and doing in a way?
Yes.
Okay, Dave, I have a question, right? It's a little meta. Oh, I think we should create a TV show of Josh and his Bella watching shows and commenting on those shows.
That would be amazing.
That
yes.
might be something with some clever editing.
Yeah.
Could be kind of amazing. Josh, are you willing to wear eyeliner?
For the show, yes. For the show.
This is great.
I think the show would go something like this, Omar. Notice how Josh's wife keeps looking at the door, like wants to run out the exit.
Like a hostage.
Door.
Like she's a hostage.
Watch how she lunges away from the couch and Josh pulls her back.
Our listeners, coincidentally, ironic would not be the correct use of the term. This is the origin of this specific show, is that each of us would have independent conversations with each other without the third person. And they were often so interesting that we're like, you know, maybe we should try and do this type of thing.
Yeah. I hear you.
So that's our next idea. Our next project is watching Josh and his wife watching Svengoolie watch a movie.
But this is the final point I was going to get to. It's kind of all watered down now and diluted. So it doesn't even matter, but I'll say it anyway. I think that we could go back in time to that period.
Hey, what are you, Cher?
I don't even get that reference.
I think we could turn back time.
Yeah, turn back time. Yeah, that's different. Okay. If we could go back in time in Time Machine and go to that period, I think we could write blockbuster movies.
Oh boy, now that's a
thank
that's
you.
That's a whole other. Topic.
What I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get there. It's like
why didn't you get there sooner?
Because I couldn't. The path was riddled with obstacles. They're so poorly written, so poorly done. I just think we could make blockbuster movies back then that would blow people's minds.
Here's my hypothesis.
Yes,
I think if we went back in time. Yeah,
Josh, I completely, by the way,
you just went right over his hypothesis.
No, Dave, what's yours, please? But Josh was wrong.
Can you,
go ahead, Dave.
If we went back in time and wrote the greatest script that we think we'd ever make, I don't think the audience back then would be ready for it.
Interesting.
Like their humor was less evolved. Like if you put Arrested Development back in the 50s, I think they'd be like, what was that?
I'm not talking about Arrested Development. I'm talking about these type of suspense films. That I'm watching on Svengoolie, where the way they wrap it up, you're like, are you serious? That's the way you're wrapping? It's like it's there's no like, oh my god, I can't believe that happened at the end. Never.
Well, I'm making a broader
never
point.
Once.
I'm
never
saying,
once.
Whether it's suspense or drama or mystery.
Wouldn't you think that would carry in time if you got something?
That's what was popular. That's what they were. That's all people could handle back then. Was these sort of basic.
That's all they could handle.
That's my hypothesis. So
I wonder if people went to the theater in 1960. And went, oh my God, those look like dinosaurs. I wonder if they did that. Or if the way we're watching it, we're so jaded because we've seen such great effects at this point, where we're going, that's a lizard with a plastic thing glued on its back.
Well, I'll say this.
Which it so like obviously if, was.
If you took Jurassic Park and went back in time and showed it to an audience in the 50s.
Their minds would be blown.
I almost wonder, though, if they would like fall down the floor and like, get into a fetal position. Like they're not ready for it. Like
hold on, that's what Dave. That's you when you're flying. To be fair,
that's interesting.
That's a different story. But like I don't. Maybe it'd be popular. Maybe it wouldn't.
Maybe it wouldn't. All right.
There
that's
is a
fair.
Reason why they're bad for that time.
That is very fair. Okay. All right. Anyway, we're going.
Omar, were you going to say something?
Yeah. Go ahead, Omar.
No, I think it's. I don't mean to be unnecessarily malicious here, but Josh, I don't think that. You're properly estimating the type of inevitable group think or cultural think that you would have if you lived back then. You wouldn't have had the ability to think about something or notes around shows or movies. Or maybe you would.
I think there was a lot of movies being made at that point. A lot of movies. And a lot of movies have been made up to that point too. And there's just no one came up with anything that is.
Do you think, in effect, you're saying that you would be the Shakespeare or the Tarantino or the Mel Brooks, if you will?
100%.
Dave, that's kind of, it's kind of giving himself a lot of credit here. That's a big thing to say. Dave, do you agree with this? Do you think he could do it?
But.
He would be that person?
It's not because of my brilliance. It's because I've experienced all these different things that they haven't. And I've seen them. And I can take them and utilize them and go back in time. And by the way, I'd also go back in time and bring a whole bunch of athleisure with me and show the people. I'm like, look, guy, this is way more comfortable than the shit you're wearing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good member. Don't forget about our new brand, No Sweat for athleisure. Yeah, coming to a store soon.
Yeah, right. But you anyway.
Josh, if you could go back in time and bring a movie script with you.
That movie
has not been created yet. Yep. Yeah,
I have a question. Ready?
Josh, you don't let Dave finish.
Wait. Dave, pick up one stipulation.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah.
Josh, you could go back in time whenever you wanted, but in order to do so, you would have to wear the outfit that Cher wore in her video.
That particular time? Yeah,
that
I would do
mesh Cher outfit.
I would do it. Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I?
And walk on a battleship with 150 sailors.
What? Well, that's that's ridiculous.
Would you do it?
Come on, that's ridiculous. I have to walk on a battleship if I go back to the 40s.
That's her video.
If I could turn back time, there was no battleships.
Remember that famous outfit she wears? Where's guys? You guys know what I'm talking about.
I have an idea of what you're talking about.
Yes.
If she sits on a big gun, right? Yeah.
If that's the only way I could go back in time, I would wear the outfit because that's worth. You know, going back in time.
In front of all those sailors, you would do
what sailors?
That's who's on the boat with her during the video. She's on a naval battleship.
Yeah, but
it was a naval battleship. But my question is more interesting because I think, like, what if you were put back in time and realized, wow, all this music is in the future. Like, I know it. Movies you could make, TV shows you could make.
That's right.
What movie would you
be? It's a great question.
I'm making that movie now. I'm going to steal it before it's actually made.
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, don't you remember? There was a movie where the guy knew all the Beatles songs.
That's right. It's basically
very similar to that. What if you knew that your movies would take off and yet it would start like the Fourth Reich or some shit? The world will go.
Then I would not do that.
You opened up this way of thinking.
Yeah, but you would be the most famous person ever.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. All right,
get
off this topic, Dave. This is going nowhere.
Well, I'm gonna go to me then.
There you go.
Mine's a little bit related. I was in New York a couple weeks ago. I need you to pay attention now on this.
Yes,
I need your input. I was having dinner with somebody whose daughter works for an ad agency.
Okay.
And she is now in charge of the Doritos commercial for the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is coming up. The next Super Bowl.
The next one. Right?
Okay, got it.
And so I immediately thought of you guys. And I said, would you be willing, if I come up with a commercial that I think is really solid, would you be willing to forward it to your daughter and have her look at our idea? So I'll have my topic be short, but what my assignment is that I want the three of us to come up with an idea for a Doritos commercial.
Oh, my God.
I think if we sat down and really kind of hashed it out.
100%.
And maybe people could email with ideas. I'll give you my idea and just –
go ahead.
Just off the top of my head. But that we'll send it. He said, absolutely, she'd love it. So we have access to
– Yeah, we're doing this. We're doing this. I'm all over this.
So my idea, I heard that – did you hear that there's a Cheetos that look like Michael Jordan that's sold for tens of thousands of dollars?
Is this real? You're being serious about this?
It was more than that.
Yeah, right?
Okay, go ahead. I didn't hear
that. So I was imagining that someone's at an auction and they have like a Cheeto and someone's eating Doritos. And every time they pull out a Cheeto, there's like a famous person's picture.
It looks like a famous person.
Famous person or some famous whatever. I thought you could even go so far as like it's a wallet password or something. But they love Doritos so much they don't care.
Is it Doritos or Cheetos here?
You said Cheetos.
Yeah.
Stay with me here. No,
but which one is it going to be?
Doritos.
You said Cheetos.
Cheetos a few times.
A real life example is a Cheeto.
Okay, but we're doing it. This is a Doritos commercial. Got it.
But you're doing it with Doritos.
I'm saying that someone is at a Cheetos, at an auction where they're selling a Cheetos.
I see.
This is a great idea. Doritos. It's a great idea.
And they like the Doritos so much.
They eat
even
it.
Even though they go like, oh, look, there's Michael Jordan. They're like, eh, and they keep, and they, and you keep having really interesting things on the and the Dorito.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Use the right fucking words here, Dave. We're fucking hanging on. So I'm eating, each iterant Dorito looks like a famous person or a shape.
Correct.
Or a famous,
something.
Let's say
something worth, that could be worth money in an auction.
Right. Say
it's Jesus. Like, Jesus.
Well, I don't know if they're going to, I don't know if Doritos is going to want to do that, but yeah, yes.
Say it's a, it's the formula of like some math problem that they've never,
something.
You know,
yeah.
Like every time they say it, they're like, oh, and then, but they keep eating it because they just love the Doritos so much. That was my idea.
I love it. I think it's a really clever idea.
Should we go with it?
I think it's incredible. Can we give them multiple ideas?
I think so. I think it would be probably better if we go with our best one. But I
let's give them multiple. I think you give an email where you say, like, here are the three best ideas I've thought of.
Don't you have to, like, film your own commercial and send it in? It's not just sending them ideas.
You didn't listen to his story.
I did listen to it. He knows the daughter who's doing – of his friend's daughter is running the thing.
And he asked them, can I send her ideas? She doesn't want a video. She's going to do that herself. What, anything we make is going to be shit compared to what they can make in a studio.
Oh, they're not having a contest? I thought they were having a contest.
No.
Because they've done that shit before.
You're not listening.
No, I did. I'm actively listening. I'm engaged in this story, Josh.
That tumor, I would get a check. I get a second opinion on it because I think it's entering.
You know what? You're my tumor. You're my tumor.
I think.
Yeah, all right, settle down, boys. I think you got it now. It's just sending an idea, which is like
an
more
idea.
Likely, right? For her to like, I actually think this is pretty good.
Yes.
And next thing, she flies us out to LA. We're watching the commercial you made. It's all a great time. So. This is our shot. This is our first entry to taking what we do here.
I love it.
Into a broader platform.
I love it. Right. Yeah.
Well, I would say that would not be our shot. That would be your shot, right? Because this is your idea, and knowing you want full credit for it.
Yeah. I think I want to share it.
I think what's interesting about this, Josh,
yeah,
is it could unlock some parts if we collaborated on an idea, maybe augmented what David mentioned. Well, like you said earlier, have a couple of separate ones. My brain doesn't work with this shit, so I can't think of anything right now.
No,
but the baselines thing, Dave, I love. It's really good. You're at a Christie's auction.
It's clever.
And they somehow let you bring in a bag of Doritos.
They don't somehow. He's just eating a bag of Doritos.
He's eating a bag of Doritos. Yeah. Hold on a second. This ties into Josh's topic. Dave, are you wearing a suit from the 1940s?
No, but we could make a commercial and have Josh Svengoolie watch it, and then Josh could watch Svengoolie.
Yes, what if we got Svengoolie to do a Doritos ad? Anyway,
your idea.
I love that. I'm on it. I'm already started to think a little bit, but that would be really cool if you could say, like, oh my God, that's my premise. That's my ad.
That's, yeah. Yes, I've been daydreaming about this for like
correct.
A week now.
That'd be amazing. You know,
the Dave Josh Omar ad agency that we open up.
Oh,
in,
that'd be cool.
LA. Oh yeah.
You ever watch the show Detroiters on Netflix?
Ooh, I love hilarious. That guy, Tim. What's his name?
Yeah, Tim Robinson.
He's very good.
He's hilarious. You should watch it, Dave. You would love it. But
he also has his own show, which is called like.
Yeah. So I think you should leave. It's a
yeah.
Great
I watch.
Show as well.
I watch a skit.
Oh yeah.
Skit comedy. Yeah. He was on Saturday Night Live for a while. Tim Robinson.
He's
hilarious. But his show, Detroiters, it got canceled, but it's only three seasons. But it is hilarious. And they are an ad. They run an ad agency.
Okay.
But they're idiots, and it's hilarious. It's very funny.
Right.
It's very funny.
All right, I'll look it up. All right, Omar, what's your topic this week?
So I'll talk about my trip. I went to we had an event in Austin, which Josh was basically starred in. It's not easy for me to give compliments. But it was the number one panel. Now all the other ones were quite atrocious, so it's everything's relative. But Josh's was like a boxing match. It was a debate, and he was so good.
Why don't you have him MC more panels?
Listen, I would. He's much better at it than I am. I'm not good at that.
No, you're good. I was pulled into another one, Dave. There was another one of a guy that we know that was supposed to do just the talk himself, and he pulled me in. He said, "Hey, can you just help me out with this and just go up on stage with me?"
You did that?
I did do it. But he gave me very last minute notice. I had to scramble to come up with a couple things that would.
It was a magical week, if only for the reason that we may have another idea, LW3 disruption, you know, which. something that we might do all together, which would be fun. But it's a great platform. So that was Austin. The event went fine. It was like not studying for an exam.
It went well. It went well.
And like getting a B+ or A minus.
It's the worst analogy. You've said that analogy.
I know.
I
didn't get mad at you when I said it. But,
yeah, it's a bad analogy.
But it was a. And then I flew to Argentina for this wedding, where my friend who I obviously have a lot of affection for, like, he flew everyone down for his wedding to Argentina. All we had to cover was our ticket to Buenos Aires, and then we spent a week in Bariloche, which is this area like in the mountains of Argentina.
Very cool.
Where that is, one of those areas that is impossibly beautiful, right? The weather was fantastic, but it was like because 150 people, like scholars, Harvard, Oxford school students. There were musicians from Juilliard there. It's my first ever gay wedding, which is fascinating. So there was no church involved, as far as I'm concerned, which is fine. But the event was like Squid Games.
How
meets
is that?
Hunger
how?
Games, right?
Okay.
Meets like a game show, because not only was there back to back things every single day from like 7:30, 8 a.m. until 11.
What do you mean things? Just activities?
Activities,
you didn't have to,
buses, traveling, hikes.
Did you have to do them?
I tapped after day four. I tapped out. I was physically exhausted. People were dropping like flies.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Everyone made it to the end, but you can't. It's like complaining if somebody offers you to fly on their private jet and the jet's delayed 4 hours. You can't complain to the person.
Yeah, that's hard.
Right?
That's
so it was – now again, to be clear, I wouldn't change a thing. It was fantastic. We went hiking, right?
It sounds like you would change a lot of things.
Well, just maybe the cadence.
The cadence.
Well, one of them also is my own hubris, and this is something you guys are fairly self-aware.
Cadence and hubris. Cadence and hubris.
Yeah, which is this, right? One of the hikes, I got downstairs late. The group left. I went with the other group. I'm a solo hiker. I don't know about you guys. I like to hike by myself, so I basically just took off.
No.
Wait a minute.
Stop.
Solo hiker. When is the last time you went on a solo hike?
I'd much rather do that than go with a group of people.
Well, that's not what you said.
That's not.
I don't know. I do it with Miles all the time.
Okay. Again.
Dave Aspen, I don't know. I went hiking probably in Maryland like a few months ago or like
by yourself.
Last season. Yeah, with Miles.
With the dog.
Yeah.
That's a dog walk. That's not a hike.
How long?
It's a
How
dog
far
walk.
Did you hike?
Oh, maybe like two hours. Something
two
like that.
Two hours?
3 hours.
Was your dog able to do that?
Yeah, he's an Australian Shepherd, Josh. Of course, he can do it.
He didn't collapse.
No,
or want to
he
stop
can
going?
Go for he can go forever. His name is Miles, for Christ's sake.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. But that could be like calling a bald guy curly. Maybe he can't.
Yeah,
really
yeah. Well, there you
Miles.
Go. So yeah. My point is, I was, I'm so comfortable hiking. I like caught up with the group ahead of us. Great. Coming back down though, my hubris kicked in, and I was trying to show off. Like, you're really good at hiking, which I'm very good at hiking.
Okay, stop. I'm gonna stop right there. No one is good at hiking. Good at hiking means you don't collapse and die. That's the only marker for to be good
I
or
have
bad
good
at hiking.
Endurance.
Hiking is just walking. When did walking become hiking? When did
Somebody
that happen?
Tells me, Josh, if we're on a hike together, both you two Nimrods, we're going to have to take breaks.
It depends on the hike.
That's my point, Dave. Thank you. Yeah. Checkmate.
Okay, yeah, but hiking is glorified. Let's
I call caught
spade
up
spade.
With the group
it's
ahead
glorified
of us.
Walking. It's glorified walking.
Have you ever caught up with a group ahead of you?
I've never hiked with a group. I've hiked with like my wife, basically. That's the only hikes I've ever taken.
Does that mean sitting on a sofa watching a hiking show?
And Sven Gulli. I've hiked with Sven Gulli.
How to interpret what you just said, to be clear.
We get the iPad and we put on Sven Gulli and we start walking, and then we don't stop walking until the show's
carrot.
Over.
You walk towards
Sven. That's correct. Yeah, exactly.
And he burns like some wood stick, so it makes him feel like he's outside.
Hiking.
Maybe
is
those
such a...
like ambient speakers that you play when you're sleeping.
That's
he
right.
He puts on like play a river, But anyway, so my point is, I caught up with the group ahead of me. But as I was hiking down, I was feeling good. It's nice to feel like I'm actually physically good at something. When you're in your 50s, any feeling of that is like euphoria.
Agree.
Right.
Agree.
And so I should have climbed off a tree. I said I jumped off of it hiking down. I landed on both my feet. I felt my spine compressed. Next day, I couldn't walk.
Wait. Stop.
Yep.
You just went through that so quickly. You climbed a tree?
No. Hiking down, there's like things you have that are difficult to climb up. And right. one of them on the hike back down again.
Yeah.
Which I thought, you know, or there was a jump, like a 3-foot jump.
Okay.
And instead of like me coming down in a traditional, more conservative manner.
You jumped off of
my hubris took over and I jumped off.
And then
I landed
what happened?
On both of my feet at the same time, which is not way to do it. Not the way to do it.
And
there was a compression on my spine. Right. And I
could
feel it. I didn't really think anything of it because I mean,
you
whatever.
Felt it right away though. You felt it right
away.
Well,
no, the next day I did.
The next day. Okay.
And I couldn't walk.
You couldn't walk.
Well, I walked like I was Josh at 90 years old with scoliosis.
I don't even know how to picture that.
It's not a tumor. But anyway,
not
so, but the wedding, so I was on painkillers. I asked people if they had drugs, which is kind of fun to do in front of such a well-to-do crowd. I prefer prescription drugs for backs, and nobody had any drugs, which was kind of a bummer.
What?
What did you want? Opioids?
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah, I can't. I'm incapable of becoming addicted to any drug.
Listen to me. What about Aleve? Why don't you just go get some Aleve? That's what I take for my back.
I taken that. It wasn't taking, so to speak.
It's like
George Costanza after a hot session of working out.
What about Icy Hot? What about Icy Hot?
We were in Argentina. They didn't even have their. As far as I'm concerned, the only drugs they had there were like bombs from leaves. That they were, you know, grinding on a cornerstone.
Argentina is a pretty advanced country. It's
Bariloche. Although they are famous for chocolates. You know, a lot of Germans moved there after you know where.
Yes, I'm aware. Yeah.
A lot of German themes to that town.
They hid there.
Yep.
Yes.
Like X-Men. You know where I found that out from? X-Men.
Okay. Well, that's one way to find out. The other
Magneto
is history
went
class.
Down there, took care of business.
Yeah. There you go.
But at any rate, so there are 150 people there. You know, you have to meet people, which is also exhausting. You have to remember their names.
Too much.
It's too many people.
It's too much.
It's a week together, by the way. Now, again, fantastic people. But it's just you're also mentally exhausted. So that was that. And then I flew to New York City, right? This is a 20-plus day road trip, right? Miles did not come to Argentina. He stayed with my family. My nephew met me back with Miles in New York. I was speaking at something, guys. I have not spoken at something that's not really our own LW3 stuff ever.
Ever.
And this was a big event, an event the next day that Donald Trump called into and spoke, for the record.
Were you on a panel?
Yes. I interviewed someone. Live streamed, by the way.
Yeah.
Audience there, live streamed, 200 people plus in the room, 250, maybe even more, maybe less. I don't know. Live stream. I had jokes. No one laughed at any of them.
Wow.
Couldn't get any laughter. I made a Kuchi Sabishi joke. I made a Doctor Who joke.
Yeah, most people don't know Doctor Who or well enough to get the joke. I know who Doctor Who is, but I know nothing about
him. If you're in your 40s or older, you know who Doctor Who is.
I sort of know who Doctor Who is. Sort of.
Did you say the joke? Do you remember what you said?
It was about going back in time.
Was it knock, knock? Who's there?
I should have done the Cher joke with the going back in time thing.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that was funnier. Cher? That's funnier. Yeah.
That would have been funny.
That hits home more.
So, but it was well received, it seemed. But you know who told me it went well? Are the people who work with me.
Well, of course, they're going to tell you that.
Bingo. Yeah. Including PTA, by the way.
Yeah.
And then an experience happened to me at the event. Two things. Number one was people now want to talk to me at things.
That's weird.
They do?
And it's not – people are very aggressive, as you guys know, when you're at these events.
Yeah.
Our listeners, when Josh and Dave go to events – there's conversations people just attract them like moths to a flame where they're engaging and you don't want to talk to these strangers, but you have to because ultimately they're rewarded by their lack of EQ, right?
Yeah.
I would not have any of that. Mm. So I'd be like, why did you just come up to me and start talking to me?
Oh my God, you're an asshole.
Well, I say it with some humor. It's a little softer than that.
I sure hope so.
At
that
one
is
point,
harsh.
Somebody
That's
came
harsh.
Back with her founder, and I literally go, oh, my God, I can't. And I just walked away.
Okay, that's a weird way to respond.
Well, why must we suffer?
Because that's how you play the game.
What game is this? The game
if everyone were to be honest with everyone in life, this place would be hell. We'd all be at each other's throats. We would all hate each other.
Are you saying, Dave, Josh, each of you, you guys have never wanted to do something similar? Instead, you guys
wanted and doing it are two different things.
Yeah, the art of disengaging.
How are you? Okay, how would you guys have done it? What do you guys do? It's happened to you guys.
Carefully, slowly. You pretend to get a phone call. You go, oh, I got to take this. You go, excuse me for a second.
Bitch, assuming you're already engaged. I immediately press the eject button.
Well, you can't do that. Wait, bathroom. I use the bathroom constantly.
What's the downside?
What do you mean, what's the downside? You're an asshole. You're like, how about that guy?
It can, if it's, David, what's your view on this?
The downside.
Well, I was going to say, explain the conversation. So you disengaged before they even got
they even started.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. There's probably no way to do this without me sounding like an asshole. I swear. I'm not saying that because of Josh, what you just said to me.
Yeah.
I'm remembering it. The first one. I was with this other person and who I was walking with. And this person comes over and starts talking to the person I'm talking to and to me. And I go, excuse me, there's no way that what I'm about to say to you is going to come across as me sounding other than an asshole. So I apologize. But can you please give us a few more minutes? We're just actually finishing one thing, and then you can talk to.
That's fine.
I said
that's
that.
Different. That's very different.
Still okay. Very hard to do.
It's hard.
I don't think I could do that.
Very different. I have a whole host of things that I keep in my back pocket. That it's just easy, that no one's going to question. And it's look, if I tell you, you know what? I really got to use the bathroom.
What if they follow you to the bathroom? They go, I have to go too. Let's walk together.
Then I'll walk to the urinal.
With the other person talking to you.
I'm not going to – listen, you can't abort the mission there. You can't go, oh, now I don't have to go anymore. Then it looks awful. You got to follow through. You go to the bathroom. You stand in front of the urinal for 20, 30, 40 seconds. You wash your hands. You get out.
But what Omar did is different. You're ejecting. But, and what he did is he stopped them from stopping their conversation. He asked them to give us a second.
Yeah,
that is a bold move. I don't think I can do that.
It's bold.
I don't think I can do it.
It's a tough move. It's a really difficult move. There's good ways to get out of conversations that aren't insulting.
And I'm not saying you did something wrong. I just think I'm such a people pleaser. If someone came and interrupted a conversation I was having, I think I would say, well, I guess we'll finish this later.
Right. You can do it later. Mm.
And then another situation, minutes later, I'm talking to someone who was just being marketed to by this, person, this woman. And then they leave. She finally, she leaves. And then I'm engaging with my friend, James, that's his name. And then 2 minutes later, she comes back with like her two founders. It's completely rejected. And that's the time I went, oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, see,
I left the conversation. James is like, well, Omar, he's like, don't go. I'm like, no, James, I'll talk to you later. I'm like, I can't. Sorry.
Yeah, see, that's a real dick move, what you just did there. That's awful. Why don't you just say, I got to make a call. I'm so sorry. I have a call right now.
I don't think my neural pathways are wired like that.
Because everyone's got to make a call.
They should make a button on your phone that you can hit and it'll ring.
They have that.
I thought you were going to say that's a very like mace with me or something.
There's an app. There's an app, Dave, where you can schedule calls from people to your phone at certain times.
Okay, schedule. But I mean like
– Like an
SOS.
Yeah. I don't know if they have that, but that would be a great idea.
Oh, my gosh. I got to take
It's a great idea.
Ways to disengage. So then I had a similar – well, not similar. Josh, and we've talked about this. And by the way, whenever I do it, I think of you. Right. Whenever I see like a handicap or like non-gender bathroom, like I always take that bathroom.
Well, yes, because it's usually a single, which is the best part. It's a single and it usually has a nice sink in it too.
Yes.
Your own sink, which I love.
Yes. No,
I don't remember talking about that.
We did talk about that. We talked about, remember Omar talked. We talked about, do we take the handicap stall in our office versus an airport versus any public building? And then Omar brought it to, does he take the handicap parking spot? And I said those were two distinct.
No, handicap bathrooms, which are separate units.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm saying you said handicap parking spot, which I think is a horrible offense. But to go into the handicap stall is not an offense, in my opinion.
Not the stall, a separate room.
Fine. I'm still okay with that.
In an airport.
I'm fine with it.
Dave?
A handicap, one room only? Yeah, I think
Oh, the door, the outside door says handicap only.
Yes, dude.
Oh, no,
yes.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
I don't think
I do it.
Yeah, it's no good.
How about, how about non-gender? How about non-gender?
I've never seen that, but I would go in there if I didn't have a choice. I would go in there.
I identified in that moment as non-gender.
Yeah, no one's can question that. They can question you being handicapped. They can't question.
I do a limp. I do a limp when I walk in. I do. I do.
Listen.
You. I'm like Kevin Spacey in that movie Usual Suspects.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
He has the gimp the whole show, and at the end, that beautiful scene.
And he walks just normal. That's you. Yeah.
So anyway, I used that bathroom at the event, and someone made a comment to me.
What did they say?
This is your topic?
Topics all over the place.
No, this is my experience at these.
Okay, so what did they say to you?
I'm dealing with other people.
What did they say to you when you used it?
You know, they said, you know, the normal stalls are around the corner.
And all you have to say is those were all full. That's it.
I did not say that.
All full?
I said
all full. No, not awful. They're all full. They're all taken. All taken. All occupied. That's it. Game over.
What I said was, my view on life is like that Japanese woman, Marie Okoto.
You said all this. You said this?
Yes.
And items,
like, I only have 10 shirts and 10 hoodies, and because I want to use the things I wear. If you're not using it, no one uses that room. No one uses that bathroom. I think people should use it. That's why I used it.
You probably threw them off so much trying to figure out your reference.
Yes. And, you know what you did? You just threw a whole bunch of shit against the wall, and they got horribly confused and went, this is not even worth my time.
they didn't really respond.
That's called the Steve Bannon. And you pulled it off. You pulled it off beautifully.
Dave gets it. He gets the rationale. No one uses that room. It's sad. It's such a sad room.
Yeah. Yeah,
I hear you. I hear you. I have no problems using stalls for handicap people. I really don't.
But neither one of you have ever gone into one of the separate rooms.
No, like, I wouldn't do.
You've never done it.
I wouldn't do that.
How about if it's an empty airport and it's separate?
No, I wouldn't do it, because if it's empty airport, I can use the handicap stall on the regular.
Wow, this is crazy to me. You've never done neither. I do it all the time in airports.
Yeah, that's great. Listen, would you go into the lactating mother's room?
To be clear, if someone knocks on the door, or if I walk out and there's a mom waiting there, or like a non-gender whatever person, like, which is fine too, I would feel really bad. It's never happened to me in like 150 times.
I agree. I'm the same way. I've never walked out of the – I've never opened the handicap stall and seen someone in a wheelchair looking at me like, come on.
No, man. I'm talking about the separate – me using the separate rooms.
That's a different point. You go into the lactating mother's thing to drop heat.
Right.
And that's a problem. That's a problem, my friend. You can't do that.
Dave. I'm still – I don't know. Dave, where do you come down on this?
Yeah, if it's a separate handicap, right? This is
handicapped, mom, family, the family symbol, or like family, non-gender.
I've seen the family one.
I think family's okay.
I think that's fine too.
I don't know what a non-gender bathroom is. I've never seen one.
I've never seen
that. Handicap only. I would feel the sense to rush, like if I
yes. I'm not like you're pulling out my Netflix watching a movie.
Have you tried that?
What do you mean you're not doing that? You get on your phone all the time, and you're just on your phone.
Yeah, but I'm not sitting there like I am when I'm home or something like that. Josh, Josh, you must think less of me because I do this.
Yeah, I don't think less of you. I just think it's like there's no reason to do that because the other options are adequate enough.
Of course there is. We all have our preferences.
If there was no adequate other option, that's what I'm talking about. Like sometimes when you go to the bathroom in an airport and you got to use a stall, which you don't want to do, but you got to. And you look at, like, they have three stalls, for non-handicapped, one for disabled. It's just like, I'm going to go to the disabled one. It's bigger. I can hang my
That
bag
one
up.
You're okay with. But everybody uses the disabled stall. And that's not it. Yes. I think 90% of men use the disabled stall.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
A separate room.
The separate room thing is what we're talking about.
Violation. That's a violation. You don't use the separate room.
Foul.
I agree.
Throwing a flag.
Wow. Yeah. Well, we can agree to disagree.
We're going to have to because we're running we're killing people now.
Yeah, maybe you should break it into two episodes, Josh.
Can't do that.
That way we can have more content.
That's not how it was set up.
No, but you could do part one, part two. Like, yeah. You know,
we could do a re-recording of this and then ease our way into one versus the other two, Josh. That could be done.
It's not going to happen, fellas. No shortcuts for our
listeners. Well, the good news is that we're both
shortcuts.
The good news is we're both interested in helping you with that if you wanted to.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. We covered a lot of territory today.
Covered a lot.
I hope there are a lot of podcasts out there that find a lot of material to use in your podcast. That's what we're here for. And if you want to reach out to us, email us at friends@fts.media. Please reach out. Friendstalkingshop.weebly.com is our website. And find us at YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Friends Talking Shop. It's been a lot of fun, guys. Until next week, unless this is a two-parter.
Yeah, it's not.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Smile later.